Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There were reports today that the Big 12 is in deep discussions with six universities out of the Pac-12, which, hey, wow, funny to see the Big 12 being forward moving on this thing and trying to do something, because all of those Pac-12 schools, those 10 remaining, they're all reaching out to everybody. Oregon and Washington reached out to the Big 10, all of them. And so it looks like there's going to be more movement happening. And Clint, the question is, and we tease this, is this a good thing for college sports, or is this a bad thing? Like, how do you make of this, all of this movement that's going to be going even more?
Well, I think it's great for college sports as a whole. And I think there are definitely pieces of it, as you mentioned, that just don't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. I mean, your spring sports, baseball plays three-game series. How are they going to be? It's already difficult. They're already gone. Your volleyballs, your soccers, that's a long-ass flight in the middle of the week. Any sport that plays a weekday game is going to take away from the student athlete's ability to be a student first, right? So I think though that's obviously a hurdle here, but I think it's great for college athletics. I think it's great for college football, which we know is the head of the snake. At the end of the day, I think it's absolutely beautiful. Is it the way that I would like to see college sports or college football realign? No, it's not how I would like to have it done, or I don't think it's the best way to realign conferences and basically, because you got to look at how this thing's going to end up working out. Like, they're just going to hope that four 20-team super conferences form in a free-for-all world with no governing body saying this is the right way to do it, this is the best way to do it, this is kind of how we even things out a tad bit. They're just going to hope that it's a free-for-all, and that they just land with four competitive 20-game super conferences is what I mean. 20-team super conferences is what I would imagine. So I don't think it's the best way to get it done, but I do think it's great for college sports. I think it's great to, even regardless of what sport we're talking about, I think it is a better way to ultimately reach the number one goal, which is crowning the number one team in the country at the end of the year.
And see, that's my thing. Listen, I'm not going to cry about it. I'm not going to I don't love it. I don't love the realignment stuff. I like the geographical things that make sense upon the travel, also the rivalries that are had. I love it. Like, one of the big rivalries, especially in college basketball out west, is UCLA and Arizona. Well, that's going to be shot when they go to the Big Ten, and that, like, I don't love that, but I am also understanding, like, there are going to be some really entertaining things to talk about now, like Texas and Alabama going to play probably every other year, you know, or Oklahoma and Georgia are going to play maybe every year, every other year. Like, we're going to see some new matchups and more matchups, and it's probably going to make the college football playoff even more entertaining. My thing is what you just said. You said at some point it's going to get to 20. Well, when? Can we just get this thing moved and be done with it? That's my thing.
That's a part of the governing body not governing things and doing and somebody at the top making a decision and laying out a plan and then pulling the trigger and all the change happens. It's literally that they're literally doing it at a snail's pace, and they're literally doing it by whatever conference wants to step up. Like right now, the news today, the Big 12 is the conference that's finally making some wise decisions and going after, as you mentioned, the Pac-12. By the way, those six teams, Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Oregon, Utah, and Washington. This is exactly what the Big 12 should have done before USC and UCLA left.
They should have had those two teams as a part of it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. It should have been Oregon, Utah, Arizona, Arizona State, USC, and UCLA should have been the move for them. But it wasn't. Anyway, these six teams are looking at joining the Big 12. And here's the thing is, as you look at it, again, the governing body's not dictating how this all unfolds. The way I look at it right now is the Big 12 is the place to be. The Big 12 is the place to be. Oregon is crazy if they don't jump at this opportunity to join the Big 12. I mean, why would you choose to jump into the SEC, run that gauntlet, and have to go through all of those games in order to get to a national title or a college football playoff? Why would you now want to join the Big 10 and have to go through all of those that gauntlet?
Money and stability is what people would push for.
And I agree. I understand there's a difference in money, but
you're talking about on the field.
Well, maybe. I'm not going to sit here and think that the Big 12 like the NCAA ultimately is not going to let the Big 12 just get swallowed up by the Big 10 and I mean swallowed up financially. You know what I mean? Like whoever the power conferences are, like they're going to get paid. They're going to get a boatload of. Will it be as much as the SEC? Maybe, maybe not. But none of these institutions, none of these colleges, none of these programs are going to be struggling for money. I mean, that's not. I agree with like Big Ten and the SEC and the ACC at this point. Maybe where more money's at. Maybe where the TV contracts are at. But they're not going to just get. They're not going to get just financially left behind if they're in the Big 12 and they're winning the Big 12 and they got an easier route to the college football playoffs than the SEC or the Big Ten or the ACC at this point. I mean, I look at it and I go, what gives us the best chance to be year in, year out in the college football playoffs? And right now, Oregon going to the Big 12 is the path of least resistance.
I just get concerned because their major recruiting area is California. And if they're not playing any teams in California anymore, I wonder how much that hurts Oregon. That's where they went in. I understand with Nike and everything, but I wonder how much that hurts them because in this there is no California schools whatsoever in this grouping. Can we hurry up? Because I know it's going to get to 20, and if we're just moving around to get to 16 right now, then I know we hadn't gotten to 20 yet. Then I know where there's no reason to just continue to get used to these groupings of teams as a conference because there's going to be another move.
Yeah.
And you don't know what the other move could be. Like you could be thinking, all right, the Big 12, they're at 16, they're cool. And then the Big 10, oh, we got to get to 20. Let's go take two from there or two from somewhere else. Or let's go take – I just want to get to a space where, all right, this is where it is. We have an understanding of what the conferences is and where the teams.
You ain't gonna get there. You might as well enjoy the ride, show. Today
it's hard to enjoy.
Well, today it's we're in Big 12 country. Today it's the Big 12's turn. At some point in time this week, I'm assuming we'll be on the ACC trying to figure out what the hell they're gonna do.
It's just God, yeah. Man. Just get to it, man. I don't even know where. I mean, it's just crazy on how much movement is. Just get to the damn thing.
Yeah.
All right, just get to it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.